Chad knew something was up as soon as he walked in. Nora was home already. Her hours were from 11 to 5, 6 days a week. The way it usually worked, he got home from school at 4 and had dinner on when she came in around 6. She was sitting on the fire escape where he went to smoke, and she had some paperwork in her hands. He looked at the refrigerator and saw that the email printout was gone from beneath the magnet that had been holding it in place for almost 4 months. "Hey, you," she said. "Come on out here." She paused. "Bring your butts if you want." He was down to just a pack a week, but that didn't make her like his habit any better. The health issue was part of it, but the expense was an even bigger part. Every cigarette was 40 cents up in smoke. He climbed out and sat down beside her. She had changed into jeans and one of her old blouses, so she had been home for a while. Stranger and stranger. They looked out over their little bit of the city for a while without speaking. He kissed her, and she smiled in an absent way. She had the agent's email. She also had the file folder with "the red and the black" written on it in big capitals. His little joke, but not so funny. The file contained their financial stuff, bank and credit card statements, utility bills, insurance premiums, and the bottom line was all red. It was an American story these days, just not enough. 2 years ago, they'd talked about having a kid. What they talked about now was getting out from under and maybe enough ahead to leave the city without a bunch of creditors snapping at their heels. Move north to New England. But not yet. At least here they were working. "How was school?" she asked. "Fine." Actually, the job was a plum. But after Anita Biederman got back from maternity leave, who knew? Probably not another job at PS 321. He was high on the list of subs, but that didn't mean anything if the regular teaching roster was all present and accounted for. Sometimes, lying in bed and waiting for sleep to overtake him, he thought of the little boy in the D.H. Lawrence story who rode his rocking horse crying, "There must be more money."
"You're home early," he said. "Don't tell me when he died."
She looked startled, then smiled. But they had been together for 10 years, married for the last 6, and Chad knew when something was wrong.
"Nora?"
"He sent me home early. To think. I've got a lot to think about. She shook her head. He took her by the shoulder and turned her to him.
"You're what, Nori? Is everything okay?"
"Go on, light up. Smoking lamps lit."
"Tell me what's going on."